Hey Paige, what you doing?
Subscribing to Bark Box.
Oh, is that the one where the puppers get a monthly box full of toys and treats? Also, doesn't charge you more for having a bigger dog so that each pup gets the size of treats and toys that they need?
Yeah, that's the one, Sam. And did you know that if you use our link, barkbox.com/M3, True Crime Pod, you'll get a whole ass month free.
Let us help you spoil the shit out of your puppers.
What's up, guys? My name is Sam, and I'm the creator and host of Creme de la Crime Podcast. The mission of this show is to bring awareness to unsolved missing persons cases from all across the country. In the United States, 600,000 adults and children are reported missing every single year. Although most are quickly found, there are still tens of thousands that remain missing for more than 1 year. As of 2022, there are still more than 17,000 unsolved missing persons cases and 13,000 unidentified body cases across the United States that remain open. For the first year, I'm going alphabetical order by state and talking about cases involving all ages, races, and backgrounds. Don't forget to subscribe and join me every single Thursday to hopefully help bring these people home.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Paige.
What you doing?
Cursing my genetics.
Why?
Because kidney stone.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are painful.
Yeah. It's fine, though. I'm on meds.
I don't see how you're sitting up right now.
Heating pad. And medication.
What else are we doing?
We're recording a podcast.
What's that podcast called?
M Cubed.
Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem.
Motherfucker. Do we got any new things going on?
I don't believe that we have any updates that I can think of.
We still don't have Rhode Island or North Dakota or Alaska.
We'll work on that.
Well, we're coming at Rhode Island hard this month. Yeah. Real hard.
I do want to talk about something sad.
Okay.
So, Aaron Carter just passed away.
Yes.
And it's very heartbreaking.
It is.
I was obsessed with him when I was little.
Was?
I still love him, okay?
I know you do. That's why I questioned was.
He had it hard.
Oh, I know.
He had, what did we say, 8 or 7 siblings, I believe it was. He was 8. And his parents did not treat him very well. I mean, child actors, they always get the shit in. I feel like the shit in of the deal, you know?
A lot of them do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his parents failed him in the end, you know?
Yeah.
And he spiraled because of it. Well, I think it was because of it. I'm sure there were other things that happened as well, but...
Yeah.
That's really bad whenever... because from what I've read is that his parents were supposed to be putting money back, and they did, but not enough to... do anything, and then they ended up owing back taxes because they didn't pay the taxes of the money that they did make, or Aaron did make.
So that doesn't make any sense to me. I freak out if I don't pay taxes. So how does one go about life and go, it's fine. Sorry, random moment. Like, that's legitimately what I've been thinking. Like,
no.
I don't understand why any of these... big names. But, I mean, I guess some of them, there was somebody, who was it? Like, Steve Harvey or some shit. I saw an interview where he was like, I had an accountant for that. I thought they were doing that. They were not. I was like, well, I guess that makes sense. But also, you should probably know what's going on with your money.
But yeah, I agree. Why were you not taking care of that? You were the adults.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just
And taking care of your son.
Yeah, I think that they just thought it was never going to end. Like, the money was not going to end. He was their cash cow, you know?
Yeah.
And
but he wasn't the only cash cow in the group.
No. He was only 34. That is too young.
It really is.
And I hate hate that. I mean, we were just watching him on TikTok not long ago.
I'm not going to lie. It honestly took me a minute to figure out who he was. If I didn't look at the name, I would have never known.
So I just wanted to talk about that for a little bit because I loved him very much.
Yeah.
I made Madison and Hayden listen to him because I still have his CDs and everything.
That doesn't surprise me.
His CD, like, I have the CDs.
Did Madison ask you what they were?
What, a CD?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't see me put them in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. She, next time she got in the car with me, she was like, I want to listen to Aaron Carter.
Oh, I know. She randomly puts it on the Alexa or whatever we have in her room.
Boom.
Yep. She's weird sometimes, though. No, we put LED lights up in her room. And, like, before you got here, she was like, look, I could have a dance party because it is a little strobey, different colored light. Let me tell you something really ridiculous that my child did. Mm-hmm. And by child, I mean 4-year-old. He got up last night to go to the bathroom and the cat was laying there on the pile of clothes that I haven't moved in a couple of days. He's just real comfy, just sleeping. And he's like, he had this thought. It'd be fun to pee on the cat. He peed on the fucking cat.
Are you shitting me?
I am not. So, like, we have the little toilet closet there, and then, like, directly in front of the toilet closet was the cat. So it's not like he just swung around and, you know, got distracted or something. No. He did this on purpose because I know where the cat was because about 2 minutes before that, I went to the bathroom. So I was like, was the cat standing on the toilet? Nope. Where was he? On the clothes. Okay, but why? So Brian gave him a bath last night.
He peed on the cat. Oh my gosh, Sam.
You know what the worst part of that, not the worst part, like one of the bad parts about that is? The way we found out was the cat jumped up on the bed and like got onto Brian's face.
Oh! Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You've got a friggin' handful with him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I still don't understand other than like, anytime that I have my hands wet, I just, like, sling my hand, like, the wet hands on the kids.
Yeah.
And Madison freaks out, and I think that's hilarious. Like, I can't think of a reason why somebody would be like, I'm gonna pee on this thing. But I also don't have a penis that I can, like, direct my stream. So maybe that would be different. I don't know. He's 4. He's a ridiculous thing, and I made him apologize to his dad and the cat. Right after that, he goes, I want my tablet. I said, no. Boys who do bad things don't get what they want. And so I hear him go into his room with his, Zane. And he's like, I did a bad thing. I peed on the cat. And now I can't have my tablet or the Switch. That's accurate.
Funny story. Tristan, we were talking, I don't know how we got on the subject. We were talking about using the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I think it's weird that girls pee out of their butts. And I was like, who told you that girls pee out of their butts? And he was like, you don't have a penis.
I mean, it is logical. If you just see, like, my kids, they are constantly barging into the bathroom. Oh, so, yeah. Like, all they see is me sitting down. So mm-hmm. It would make sense that boys sit down to poo. So...
It blew his mind when I told him that we have 3 holes. He was like, what? He was like, where are the holes? He was like, why do you have 3? I was like, we poop out of one, we pee out of one, and babies come out of the other one. I figured that would be the best way to explain that one. But yeah, he was like, I can't believe girls pee out of their buttholes. I was like, well, I mean, sometimes. Hot pee.
It's on fire. Oh, that's great. Because I haven't been able to go and speak with Bubbles, I figured I would say it here. So a few episodes ago.
It's been a while.
No, it's been a really long time. Yeah. I think on the other side of the Picton case, or during, it was...
I don't know.
Either way, doesn't matter. Paige brought up that she read somewhere that the reason there are so many redheads in Ireland and in that general area is because of the Vikings pillaging, essentially.
And that before they were actually, like, dark features. They had dark features before that.
Before that, yeah. So, listen, Bubbles, or Steve, there are two main ideas behind the redheaded features in that general area, Ireland and, like, other parts of Europe there. One is the thought that Vikings had that feature, and when they traveled, those were the main areas that they traveled, so it became more prominent because of the, you know, the Viking way.
The pillaging.
The pillaging.
The spreading of seed.
Oh, so much seed.
You didn't have to say it like that.
Your face. And then the other is the Celtic people had that gene, and then as time went on, they just produced more redheads because the gene was very strong. So, Bubbles, if you want to have a heated debate, we can do so. Bubbles.
That is a threat.
I'll throw hands.
Try it.
Anyway, I just figured I needed to address that because now it's just a matter of time of when he will listen to it.
And then, he's still on the Willie Picton case, so it'll be a while.
It'll be a minute, but you know, that's okay. That's okay.
He'll eventually listen to it.
He will, and
cry.
That'll make it so much more worth it. Anyway, I just needed to get that out there. It's a Paige-isode.
Sorry, guys.
We get to hear from Paige.
Give Sam a break, because she's hurt.
I'm broken. Yeah, I was singing, she's so high above me. That is, that's what's been going through my head. Anyway, so, Paige, what do you have for our Paige-isode today? And how many warnings do we have? Because when you do cases, they're rough.
Yes. this is rough, but I'm not going to go deep into what happened because there are still survivors and I don't want to judge anything up like that. So I'm going to be, I mean, there are still triggers. Of course, SA trigger, I say of course, but not of course. Trigger SA and...
Of course, because this...
is true crime.
Well, there's that, but it also kind of links back to the last case the last page or so that we had.
Yeah.
With Suzanne Collins. That went on to become a serial killer.
He is a serial killer. He could be linked to Suzanne. It's not Suzanne Collins. It is not factual. It is just maybe.
There's no actual link, but it is rather...
suspicious.
Coincidental.
Because he also went to school. He took that class with Suzanne Collins whenever she was found murdered. And it's in a violent way, kind of like what he does.
Yeah.
So, could possibly be. Maybe not. I'll tell you the facts about this case and you can decide.
She went down a rabbit hole, is what happened. She started off with just Suzanne and then it went further down.
Mm-hmm. He may be responsible for another murder, too, of two teens, but that is not confirmed either. It is just suspected, yeah. I mean, it's not anything to be proven. So, this case is in Balling, Missouri. On November 19th, 2018, two retail employees were working their shift at the Catholic Supply Store. The day seemed like any other. Which initially there was actually three workers there. They were putting up Christmas decorations. But one of the employees who was still attending high school at the time asked to leave in order to go pick up their yearbooks. And then the senior employee, we're going to call her JR, she actually asked if the employee could grab her sons as well while he was doing that. And JR is very thankful that she asked that and that the employee was nowhere in the store. This is a bad case, sorry. So, as of right now, who is in the store is two employees, JR and Cece, and a customer. So, Thomas Bruce is who we were talking about today. I think in the last episode I called him Bruce Thomas. I got it backwards, but it's Thomas Bruce. Thomas Bruce walked in the store and pretended to shop. I believe he was actually casing the place, trying to see who all was in the store before he did what he did. What he found was, like I said before, there were only three people in the store, all female. Two employees, JR and Cece, and one customer, Jamie Smith. Bruce told JR and Cece to go to the back of the store and take the customer take Jamie with them. While JR was hesitant at first, she walked up to Jamie, whom she didn't know at the time. Like, she had no idea who this woman is. And she said that she remembers begging her to come back to the store. She asked her multiple times, please just come to the back of the store. Finally, she agreed. When the ladies and Bruce got to the back of the store, Bruce ordered the women to get naked, and JR responded, are you kidding me? She said that she had figured that he was just going to rob the store and leave. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like, tie them up in the back or something like that, you know? Bruce then asked the ladies, who wants to be the savior of the world?
The fuck?
Yeah, that's what I thought. What the fuck? Like, what kind of question is that?
JR, is he a religious fanatic?
We'll get to it. JR responded, I do. Because she just wanted this to be over, and she wanted the other two girls not to get hurt, pretty much. You know? So she's like, I do. Bruce then made her undress him, which is when the sexual assault started. I won't go into detail. A lot of things happened. Jamie was the only woman standing when Bruce told her, it's your turn. To which Jamie responded, no. Bruce then told her, well, then I'm going to shoot you in the head. Jamie responded, go ahead.
Holy shit.
JR recalls Jamie falling to the ground in a slump.
God, that's traumatic.
After the fatal shooting, Bruce ordered the women to continue what they were doing until he was finished. So they had to continue getting sexually assaulted while Jamie lay dead right next to them, bleeding out.
That's fucking terrible.
He didn't know these women. They didn't know him.
And they didn't even know Jamie.
Mm-mm. And she, I mean, is lying there dead. And of course, they're freaking scared.
Mm-hmm. I take it that they survive. Otherwise, we wouldn't have these accounts.
Yes. He then told them to, once he was finished, he then told them to lay on the floor for 20 seconds, and if he saw them in the front of the store, he would kill them. After feeling Bruce had left, the women got up and called for help. When officers arrived at the store, they found Jamie had been shot, and she was transported to an area hospital where she later was pronounced dead.
That's fucking terrible.
So, of course, all this happened. There's media. They're trying to find who did this. They are reviewing video cameras. It's 2018, so, I mean, there's cameras. So, they're trying to identify him. They're trying to figure out who he is, pretty much. I mean, they have witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
The witnesses don't know who it is, obviously. Right. And so they're trying to get clues at this moment. So they're putting his description on the media and stuff like that. So after the Catholic Supply Store incident, a 77-year-old woman was watching the local news when Bruce's photo popped up. She immediately phoned the local police department and told them she recognized the man as the one who attacked her.
Oh my gosh.
On September 27th, 2018, the woman told the police she was walking from her car to her home when she saw a small red car driving by slowly. Soon after, Thomas Bruce was at her door, knocking on her door. He claimed that he was actually with the Ambets and wanted to pay her to ask a few questions.
This is why we don't answer the door.
Mm-hmm. Exactly why.
God, I hate that so much.
The woman said no and asked Bruce to leave. But when she tried to close the door, he pushed his way in, knocking her down and dragging her into a bedroom. As he's dragging her into this bedroom, the house phone starts ringing. She told Bruce that it was her husband and that he would be home. He's just calling to say that he's coming home and he'll be home any minute now. Bruce did not give a shit. He was like, okay, I'll kill him too when he gets here. He then forced her into the bedroom. I won't go into detail about anything like that. Once he was done, he ordered her to stay there. Thomas Bruce left and he stole her cell phone. I don't know why, but he stole her cell phone.
That's weird.
Yes. So, we're going to talk a little bit about Bruce before we go into everything else. So, Bruce, he actually moved from California to Missouri in 2003. He moved there. He became an ordained minister, and he opened Calvary Chapel. So, he was a man of God. He was a Navy veteran. He also worked odd jobs, like a janitor, insurance salesman, chimney sweep, stuff like that. And he was trying to start his own business as well. So he had business cards.
I hate him.
Yes.
Fucking minister?
Yeah, minister. Listen, ministers are not...
Oh, no, I know. I am very well aware, but my problem is, like, they're people that are supposed to be trusted.
They're supposed to be, yeah. Like, police officers are supposed to be trusted, too.
That makes me so angry.
And I'm not saying all police officers are bad.
No.
And I'm not saying all ministers are bad at all. But...
the shitty ones ruin it for the rest of them. And he's a shitty one.
Yeah.
He's a horrible person. That he was... I don't even know. There's so much things I should probably not say. What the fuck?
So, his wife, described him as being, super docile,
mm-hmm.
super nice, that he was so patient and so kind, and that's what, led them to get married, you know, and do all this. Yes. She said that her mother, that, you know, she was getting senile and she had a lot of problems, and he was just so patient with her whenever her own daughter wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
And she even said that he wouldn't even bait a hook because he didn't want to kill the worm. And she said that, I mean, she had no idea. And you can tell she had no idea.
Yeah.
She said that there were, one night they were watching, the BTK documentary or something like that. And she said, how does the wife not know? And she was like, well, let me tell you. You think you know somebody and you do not. And I mean, she was devastated. She really was. I bet. I mean, I don't think that she had any kind of clue whatsoever.
Now, see, I have a really hard time believing that you don't see any signs, but I can totally understand not knowing, especially if they're really good at hiding it and masking.
He battled depression and anxiety mm-hmm. really bad. So, the reason why he had a bunch of different jobs is because he just couldn't keep one. So, she was the breadwinner.
Ah.
She worked, double shifts.
So, she really wasn't around to know anything.
Exactly. She worked all the time to try and keep the bills up because he was here, there, everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think that she had any idea.
I hate that for her.
And honestly, Thomas Bruce, he really didn't get in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It said that he actually had a clean record up until 2018. So, he was caught on camera, I guess, maybe it was a hit and run or something, or mm-hmm. it says road rage incident caught on camera. So, literally 2018, I don't know if he just, snapped or something, or if he's been doing it this whole time and he finally just got caught.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, again, I don't think the wife knew.
Yeah.
And she was blindsided. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what the evidence and stuff is, and then we'll go into how he's actually apprehended. Because I kind of went on a side tangent there. No, you're fine. It is scary. So, I mean, I would be freaked out. Okay. So, thanks to neighbors and the girls at the supply store, they gave really good descriptions of Bruce.
Oh, good.
So, the neighbors of the 77-year-old lady is who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the girls, they were able to give good descriptions of Bruce. They were able to describe the vehicle. Mm-hmm. They were able to describe what he was wearing. And he had, like, this, it's like one of those hats. I call them old man hats. They are like, I think they're golfer hats, maybe. I don't know. My grandpa always had one, and he wore them to golf. Yeah, golf hat.
Oh, those!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really what it's called, but I call it a golf hat.
They have a name.
Yeah, anyways, he was wearing that whenever...
Newsboy hat.
That's what it's called, a newsboy hat? Uh-huh. Well, a newsboy hat. He was wearing a newsboy hat.
So in all those, like, old-timey movies where they have a little boy that's like...
Extra, extra.
Yeah. They got those hats. That's what it looks like. So, picture that.
Newsboy hat. Okay. But yeah, so he was wearing that. He, of course, that he used, they were also able to link that as well. And before he was actually, like I said, before he was trying to start a business, mm-hmm. and he had business cards. He actually left one of those business cards with a neighboring business to the supply store. So they had evidence on top of evidence on top of evidence, you know? So they narrowed it down to Bruce, like Thomas Bruce.
Yeah.
They zeroed in on him.
Good.
They had so much evidence, it didn't fucking matter, you know? And they had witnesses.
Yeah.
They find out that it's Thomas Bruce. They go to his house. He is still at home because he doesn't have a job. Mm-hmm. His wife is leaving for her job at the grocery store. All of a sudden, SWAT, I don't know that it was actually SWAT, but she said it was like the SWAT team came and grabbed her, and she thought she was getting attacked. So she's freaking out, but then they're like, no, we're the police. And she was like, wait, what a minute? What?
Yeah.
Like, she's like freaking out. And one of the officers is like, we think that your husband is connected to the supply store murders. And she's like, what? No, you've got the wrong guy. And they were like, do we have your permission to go inside and... search? And she's like, yeah, go ahead, you've got the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. And that's where they found the gun, not hidden, by the way. It's just sitting there under their coffee bar.
Yeah,
they found the hat hanging with his other hats.
They found the one lady's cell phone.
I don't know, I can't remember that part. I do remember that they found the hat and the gun. I mean, yeah, that's evidence. They also searched his vehicle as well, which was linked to the woman. But yeah, like, she couldn't believe it. She said that day, whenever the murders happened, mm-hmm. she was on her way home, and he had messaged her and was like, there was another shooting today, or no, there was a live shooter or something like that. And she was like, well, I mean, this day and age, it's always happening. And they got home, or she got home, and they sat on the couch, and, like, he held her hand, and it was just like any other day. And she goes back and thinks about it now, and she's like, he literally murdered somebody, and then he was just fine. Like, he was fine.
Yeah.
He was just sitting there like any other day.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that is very terrifying.
All I can think of is, like, how do you trust anybody after that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, at all.
That is freaking scary as shit. And for him just to be fine.
Yeah.
He was just fine. So Thomas Bruce was arrested November 21st, 2018, and charged with first degree murder, 3 counts of first degree kidnapping, 3 counts of sodomy or attempted sodomy in the first degree, 1 count of first degree burglary, 1 count of tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution, and 8 counts of armed criminal action. I don't believe he was sentenced with all of that. I'll have to get to it. I know he was at first charged with the woman's, while he's being held until court for him to decide if he's pleading guilty or not guilty, right? And he's like, yeah, I'm not guilty. Yeah, bull fucking shit. But anyways, he's writing letters to his wife. He won't divorce her. Like, she's trying to divorce him. He won't do it. And she is a very godly woman. Uh-huh. And she's just, she really doesn't respond to him except for, I think one time she finally sent like a Bible verse or something like that. But she was really scared that he was going to plead not guilty, and they were going to have to go to trial, and she was going to have to testify, and the girls were going to have to testify and stuff like that, and she didn't want that.
Yeah.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, she tried to talk him into pleading guilty, and so very, very last minute, like, he did not decide this until he was up there on stand, and then he told his lawyer to take the plea deal. Part of the plea deal was to drop the charge from the 77-year-old woman. That was part of the plea deal. But he's never getting out of jail. He's never getting out.
Yeah, it just sucks, though.
I don't know. She did agree. Yeah. She talked to the judge, and she did agree. So he pled guilty to, on October 22nd, 65-year-old Thomas Bruce pled guilty to first-degree murder. He admitted to the court that he sexually assaulted two workers in the supply store before killing Jamie Schmidt for refusing his demands. He was sentenced.
Well, good. So how long did he, what were the terms of the sentencing? Like, Thomas Bruce was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, 11 other life sentences, and 4 15-year prison terms. You're welcome, Paige.
I don't have it on here.
So he essentially is not getting out of prison, though, right?
No, he's not going to get out. And they're also trying to link him to other murders that they think he might possibly be tied to, like Suzanne Collins. Mm-hmm. So somebody in Missouri actually sent his case over to the Innocence Project, who believe Sedley Alley is innocent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's why the Innocence Project wanted them to retry the red underwear, because they think it's going to match Thomas Bruce and not Sedley Alley.
Right.
But they won't do it.
I think we've determined that they probably don't have it anymore. I think that was a discussion we had. I don't know if it's true or not, but,
I think that they still have the underwear. I just don't think that they kept it in condition where they are able to test it again.
Which is horseshit.
Yes, it is. But the way how violent it was, I mean, I could see it being.
Yeah.
Because he was violent with the girls. I didn't go into it, but he was. I mean, and he could have done that back in the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was there for that class. And then I reckon he moved back to California. So, hell, I mean, why would they even try?
Yeah.
Or it could have been her ex-boyfriend or boyfriend at the time.
Well, see, if...
I mean,
if he was only there and he was going to graduate at the same time, like, he could have just booked it the next day and not ever be seen around there again.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Jamie, because we want to highlight the beautiful souls that he took from the earth.
Yeah.
This is very sad. I cried, so just letting you know. Jamie Schmidt was married and a mother of three children. She was a member of the St. Anthony Catholic Church in High Ridge. There's another word in there, but I can't say it, so we're just going to leave that one out. She had a lot of family. Her brother-in-law spoke out and said that this has left a wound in our family that will never be healed. Jamie Schmidt's son told the court, his name's Atlas.
It's a cute name.
He chose that name. He said that he was Jamie Schmidt's daughter for 16 years and her son for the last six. He said that his mom was his biggest supporter, and when he legally changed his name to Atlas, that they both cried together. The night before the murder, Atlas said that he hugged his mom, like always. But for some reason, he was just compelled to hug her again, but even tighter. He said, "My mama was stolen from me, and I can never get her back. But I carry her pride, and I carry it all, always." Of course, Greg. Jamie's husband also spoke. Greg and Jamie were married. They got married June 2nd, 1980. Of course, they had three kids together. On the morning of the murder, Greg said that he kissed and hugged his wife as they left for work, like normal. When he got home that evening, her car was not there. He just saw a police car driving down the road towards him. The officer identified himself and gave Greg a card to call a different officer for details. The second officer told Greg his wife had been shot and suffered an unsurvivable head wound. When he got to the hospital, he was told his wife had died and that she was actually considered a crime scene, so he couldn't see her.
Oh my God.
Not right away, anyways. He said, "In a way, my kids lost two parents that day because I haven't been the same since." He told the court that he hadn't cried very much before the crimes. He was crying when he was saying this. "I cry every day now. The ride home from work is the worst because I know who's not going to be waiting there for me." He said that he still attends weekly mass, but it's really hard on him because he misses her singing next to him. He said that her artwork still hangs in the back of the church. At the end of his statement, he says, "God bless you, Jamie."
Damn.
So, the other two employees that were there, they were also, traumatized.
Yeah.
Cece and JR, they still suffer from anxiety from the traumatic event. JR said that she has survivor's guilt that Jamie, passed, and it wasn't her. She wished she could have changed the outcome. She wishes that it would have been her instead of JR. I couldn't imagine.
No.
And I couldn't imagine him up there on the stand, or all of them up there on the stand saying that. But thankfully, they didn't have to go through their trial, but he pled guilty. His wife, and she finally got a divorce from him, so she is no longer married to him. He is a horrible, horrible piece of shit. And
oh, he's worse than a piece of shit.
I hope somebody is messing him up in prison.
I hope he gets what he gave tenfold every 10 minutes. I don't even have any words. Like, normally I'd call him some tiny dick man or some other random thing, but I don't even think that's enough for him.
My thing is, how is this the first? Because that 77-year-old woman, unless she would have seen his face, she would have never known who to say did it. You know what I'm saying? So how many other people did he do this to?
I was just thinking, normally there's like a specific age range or hair color or style or something that would make it a clear cut. Oh, these people are attributed to him because they fit the MO or whatever. It doesn't sound like that's the case here. It sounds like he attacked whoever the fuck he wanted, when he wanted, how he wanted.
The cops were commenting on he's premeditated, you know? Like, he made sure, he watched the 77-year-old woman, and then he, like, scouted out the supply store before he did that. So he is methodical.
Yeah.
So how, that, like, there's gotta be more.
There has to be.
But he didn't also just all of a sudden start doing this shit.
It depends on who he attacked, because I'm assuming the 77-year-old woman didn't report that right away either. It didn't seem like.
I think that she reported it, but she just didn't know who to say it was because she'd never met the dude.
Right.
Like, she said that it was a red vehicle. It just so happened that she,
that his face popped up.
Yeah. She said that it was the red vehicle. Like, she described the vehicle.
Yeah.
I believe it was a rental. But where was I going with this?
She just didn't know who to point a finger at, essentially. But she could describe the car.
Oh, but he was a salesman. Like, he was a door-to-door salesman. So how many other people did he... And then he was a minister. You know? So there's, like, different ways for him to get into houses.
Thousands of people.
He was a janitor.
He had access to.
He was a janitor at a school.
Ew.
Yes. So, I mean, there's so many ways for him to get into places. So there's no telling.
There's no... How old was he, did you say?
He was 65 whenever he was sentenced.
Yeah, there's no way those were just the first ones. There's no way.
I don't think so. Not with him being so methodical about it.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean...
It seems really stupid to go to a place that has cameras everywhere.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And do those things.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. And
even if there's not cameras, like, directly inside the building that are just pointing at the aisles or in the warehouse or the back rooms or whatever, there's still cameras
and he,
everywhere.
He may not have noticed the cameras. I feel like he would have. I don't think that
I noticed cameras, and I'm not there to, like, do anything bad.
But they may have had, like, one.
Yeah.
I didn't see how many they had. And it may not have been the actual store. It may have been surrounding stores that had the cameras. And not actually that one. And that was only on one that I found said anything about cameras. But, yeah, I don't know.
It's 2018. I would assume they would have at least one.
Right.
At least pointing to the door.
Right. But, yeah, I definitely think there was more. But, yeah, that's what I got for you. That was awful.
I was full-ass T-Rex, and all the trigger warnings, and you lived up to your page-a-sode quota there.
It sucks.
I need to come up with a word for him.
Ugh, his face makes me angry. There was one website that actually had, like, crime scene pictures. So hopefully I can find that website again so I can post those pictures, too. Because it, like, shows where the gun was and the hat.
Oh, for the search warrant?
Yeah, and then other things too, but yeah. We probably won't post other things, but...
No.
But yeah, I could not...
Have you noticed I've stopped posting the pictures of the perpetrators? I've not... It's really because the one with that Beth had mentioned that somebody got upset because they saw his face.
Oh, yeah.
So, if I do, it's, like, the third or fourth in line. Like, it's always the last one.
Always the last one.
But yeah. I just kind of stopped in general.
Yeah.
Because if...
Well, they don't need any more publicity anymore.
That's true. And
nobody needs to see their nasty-ass face.
I know. They're all fucking disgusting. And it's terrible, because the next couple of cases that I have are also fucking terrible.
We're just diving deep into these shitholes, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was full tricks.
Yeah, we got any stupid stories to bring us back down?
Do we?
Listen, I am broken.
I've got a funny one. Hold on.
It's really funny because, like, I've been going in and out of, like, I could go to sleep right now, too. I'm never sleeping again.
Headline. Farting boyfriend causes neighbor to call police.
What? Is this in Florida?
I don't know where it is. It says... A concerned neighbor living in an apartment along Maple Road, just west of Livernois Road, called police after hearing what she thought was a domestic violence issue. The neighbor, police said, thought she could hear a female yelling, "Stop!" and "No!" impossible hitting. Police arrived and learned that the boyfriend would not stop passing gas and the girlfriend was yelling at him to stop. The report said police cleared the scene fucking fast.
Direct quote, guys. Direct quote.
They got the fuck out of there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was funny.
Anytime I have Jude on my shoulders, I'm like carrying him around and stuff, he always passes gas, and he giggles about it, and then he, like, does that weird thing where his head, it goes upside down right in front of mine, and he goes, I fought it on you.
Yeah, I know.
Every time.
Yes, whenever you were at my house.
Yeah, I was carrying him around over my shoulder, and he was like, I fought it in your face.
He had a fart can.
I did. That child is so gross.
I think all boys are gross.
Okay, yes, but Zane fooled me. He tricked me. He tricked me into thinking that children are not so difficult. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so by doing something.
You can contact us on our socials, which is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And they're all M3 True Crime Pod.
You can also email us at m3truecrimepod@gmail.com. You can find all of our shit on Linktree,
which will be posted down below.
And on our socials. And that has where we are located, which is any major podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. It has our website on there.
That has our affiliates. Mm-hmm. We both spent a lot of time on that website. Go check it out. You just go do it. Find our Patreon, which I think next month, is it this month or next month that I'm going to send out stickers and things?
Did we ever send stickers to Nigger Pound?
I know that I prepared it. Do I know if I actually put it in the mail?
Probably not.
Probably not.
That's cool.
So, we'll do that eventually, I'm sorry.
And then, you can also find case suggestions there. Or fun facts or case suggestions
or anything really. You just want to start some shit, just throw it there. We'll debate something.
Chicken feet.
No, fuck off, Paige.
It'll make her feel better. She's in a lot of pain. Just send her some chicken feet.
No. No. Chicken feet, but it would make me happy if I got to read some random stories, so just send those on. Okay,
bye
bye, bestie.